Egyptian. FM, KCSN, and KCSN HD1 Northridge, Los Angeles. KSBR and KSBR HD1 Mission Viejo. A service of California State University Northridge and Saddleback College. Member-supported public radio. Streaming on the web at thesocalsound.org.
88.5, the SoCal Sound. It's Saturday at 6 p.m. That means it's time for the Artist in Residence series. My name is Marcus Parks. I'm coming back for my second time here on the SoCal Sound. But I am only one half of the show today. Today I am joined by my co-host on No Dogs in Space, Carolina Hidalgo. How are you?
Thank you. I'm okay. I'm very excited. I told you I feel like Frasier.
Yeah.
And this is wonderful. Yes, we do a podcast called No Dogs in Space on Last Podcast Network. We just music history. We talk about punk, alternative. We're going to play a lot of those songs that we've showcased on our show. So we're really, really happy and honored to be guest hosting today for the next hour.
Absolutely. What are we going to hear in this hour?
The Ramones, the Slits, a lot of the you know, yeah. The Replacements, James Brown, Sleater-Kinney, the Cramps.
Yeah, I can't wait for this. So let's get into the whole set, and let's start with the. I think it's a great time. Right now is a perfect time to start with The Damned. Here's Love Song on the SoCal Sound.
Ladies and gentlemen, how do?
We'll be right back. cluttered. We're not cluttered. We're an ice machine. We'll see people, brand new people. There's something to see. Night clubbing, we're night clubbing. Oh, isn't it wild?
and Eno here on the SoCal Sound 88.5. My name is Marcus Parks. This is the Artist in Residence series. That is Needle in the Camel's Eye off of my favorite album, Here Come the Warm Jets.
Yes.
Yeah, and that was I guess you would call that a European set, even though Iggy Pop was included in that, because that nightclubbing, there's more German than American, I'd say.
Yeah, well, Iggy Pop, oh, by the way, hi, I'm Carolina Hidalgo, the other half of No Dogs in Space podcast as well. Yes, Iggy Pop did have a little Berlin tour with David Bowie back in the day when he had to just clean himself up and just get into some sort of European industrial music, and it turned out really great.
It really did. That's always the funniest thing about Iggy and Bowie in Berlin, is that they went to Berlin to get sober.
Yes, and by going nightclubbing every other day.
Yeah. We actually did try, when we went to Berlin, we tried to find some of the same places that they went to, and we just found a man singing German hip-hop to an audience of four.
Yes, I know. We were the oldest people there.
Yes, we were.
And we were 30.
All right, so that was my set. It's time for Carolina's set. What do you got for us?
Okay, I'm very, very excited for this. This is the I, my I set list.
Yes.
So all the songs are starting with the letter I, and we're going to play this one because it's very near and dear for my heart. It is a cover, but it is one of my favorite cover songs ever, from The Slits, 1979. These people, they're amazing, right? Yes?
Yes.
Okay, I heard it through the grapevine.
Insane. Let's hit it. This is, and also, it's incredible to remember, this came out just 10 years after the original, and that's insane.
Wow, yes.
Plans to make me blue is some other girl.
Hello and welcome back. I am your host Carolina Hidalgo with my co-host Marcus Parks. You're listening to 88.5 the SoCal Sound, and we're very excited. You just heard my I playlist. That was just the Cramps, I Was a Teenage Werewolf. And of course Sleater Kinney, I Want to Be Your Joey Ramone. And the Ramones, I Want to Be Your Boyfriend. Which I really enjoy. And of course in the beginning at the top of the playlist, the Slits, Heard It from the Grapevine, because it is a very rockin' tune. And one thing I really love about this was not only the Ramones' really wonderful kind of girl group 60s songs that they would write, like I Want to Be Your Boyfriend, because all their songs were about like 2 minutes long. Yeah. And I do remember hearing about a lot of them. The Ramones would constantly be like detailing how annoying it was to write these songs, because you would have to write 25 songs to make a whole record. And they're like, we should make these songs longer so we can have less songs. Like, you know, widen the margins a little bit.
Just a bit.
Yes. And of course, Sleater Kinney with I Want to Be Your Joey Ramone is kind of like an ode to the Ramones, but also an ode to songwriting. So it's a song about songwriting.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, yeah. It's in Modern Girl by Carrie Brownstein, of course. And it's all about that whole thing of like, let me just step out of this and like just kind of break the fourth wall and just talk about how hard it is to write songs and to be a woman in crazy punk scenes and all that kind of stuff. It's very, very cool and interesting. I love it. It's very near and dear to my heart.
Indeed. And of course, the Cramps, Teenage Werewolf. For my birthday, my 40th birthday, you hired a Cramps cover band called the Teenage Werewolves to play in our home.
Oh my gosh, I remember. And our really good friend and your co-host from last podcast on the left, Ed Larson, I want to give out a big shout out to. He actually opened for the Krampus, I think he wanted to call them.
Yes, they were quite old.
They were just long in the tooth.
And he called them the Krampaws, yeah.
Yes, he's hilarious. He's a genius. And no, it was a really fun time when, yes, you had a really fun house party with a band. And I do remember our Lux Interior would not leave.
No, home.
Way after we cleaned.
Lux Interior.
Turned off the lights on him.
Yeah, him and Poison Ivy, I don't think. Poison Ivy didn't show up that night, but Lux Interior.
She was mad at him.
She was very mad at him. And the guy who was the Lux Interior stand-in, I would say, fishing for a threesome.
That we had to turn off the porch light. And but you know what? Great show, great song, and I really enjoy it, especially now when we're in the Halloween season and everything.
Yes, indeed. And we do have some stuff for the Halloween season coming up in this hour. We got Suicide coming up. We got the Dead Kennedys. But before we get to that, let's hear a word from our sponsor here on 88.5 SoCal Sound.
You are the public in public radio. Join us and subscribe at thesocalsound.org.
Support comes from Outback Presents.
This is Blanche Devereaux.
I'm Rose Nyland.
And I'm Dorothy here with Ma.
Picture it. The Golden Girls are back in an all-new show.
Sophia's been busted for selling drugs at Shady Pines. Blanche and Rose created a sex app for seniors. And Dorothy is back on the dating scene. Golden Girls, the laughs continue.
October 26th at Grove of Anaheim. Two shows at 2 p.m. and 7 p.m.
Tickets now at goldengirlstour.com.
Support for the SoCal Sound comes from the Hollywood Pantages Theater. Presenting Hadestown, the new Broadway musical from Anais Mitchell and original director Rachel Chavkin, intertwining two mythic tales of love that span worlds. Coming October 21st through November 2nd. More at BroadwayInHollywood.com.
What you gonna do when the chips are down? Now that the chips are down. What you gonna do when the chips are down?
Calling all high school juniors, seniors, and community college students. Come to California State University Northridge on Saturday, October 25th from 8:30 a.m. to 1 p.m. for CSUN Open House. Learn about different majors, financial aid, student life, and how becoming a matador will help you reach your goals. If you're ready to apply for fall 2026, you can even get help with your application. Build your bright future as a matador at CSUN. Visit csun.edu to learn more and register.
The Local Music Spotlight is heard almost hourly on the station, playing local artists from SoCal, and is sponsored by the Getzman Group, a local company who provide interim finance and accounting professionals to a broad range of SoCal clients. And they're currently hiring career-minded people with 5 to 10 years of finance or accounting experience. More information can be found at GetzmanGroup.com. GetzmanGroup.com.
Hi, this is Pat Baker, host of Tangled Roots. Please join me on Sunday mornings from from 7 to 9 a.m., where we will listen to gospel, blues, jazz, folk, funk, country, psychedelia, and much, much more. That's Tangled Roots, Sunday mornings, 7 to 9, right here at 88.5, the SoCal Sound.
We talked about Iggy Pop's time in Germany earlier. Let's just go straight into Germany itself. Let's go with one of Germany's greats, Can. We're not doing the 18-minute version. We're not doing the 5-minute version. We're doing the 3.5-minute version of Hallelujah that was masterfully edited from one session by Holger Tschuke, bassist of Can. Here's Hallelujah on the SoCal Sound.
Sensations, petty insults, leave them for another day. 10-foot down the back stairs into no man's land. Lights are flashing, cars are crashing, getting frequent now. I've got the spirit, lose a feeling, let it out somehow.
section of the sand is fenced off to the water's edge. I clamp a gas mask on my head on my beach at night, bathing in the moonlight. Another tanker's hit the rock.
Dead Kennedys with Moon Over Marin. And the reason why I wanted to play that song is, by the way, 885 SoCal Sound. My name is Marcus Parks. I'm here with Carolina Hidalgo.
Hello.
The my co-host on A New Dogs in Space, my co-host today. The reason why I wanted to play that is because I still maintain, we talked about it in the series that we did on the Dead Kennedys, that song should have been a hit.
Oh,
it,
yes.
It should have been a hit. It should have been a single. But because of the infighting within the Dead Kennedys, because I think Klaus Fluoride was feeling a little, you know, that day, like, I don't want to do it. I don't want to do it. I don't want to give Jello the song. I don't want to do it. The song did not make it to radio when
That's
it very much should have.
Speculation.
Speculation.
There's many sides to the Dead Kennedy story, so definitely check out that series for sure.
Please do, and check out all the series that we've done on the bands that we've talked about today. Like, we did a two-part series on Suicide. That was another song we played. Ghost Rider, one of my favorite songs in the entire world. Love that series. We did a four-part series on Joy Division, which I think I'm one of the series that I'm most proud of that we've ever done. If you're into the Manchester scene, if you want to know the history of that, definitely check out our Joy Division series. We've done The Cramps, we've done Ramones, we've done The Slits, we've done Can, Iggy Pop, The Damned, all of them. And you can find the full podcasts wherever you like to listen to podcasts.
Yeah.
So please check it out. All right. So we got one more set left today.
Yes.
This one belongs to Carolina. Carolina, what do we got?
Well, we're going to be listening to The Replacements, of course, because we have a great, I believe, 4.5 episode series on The Replacements that we did, because I refused to do five episodes.
Yes.
So the other one was 0.5, even though it was 2 hours long. So we're going to listen to The Replacements, of course, and James Brown. But coming up, this is how I want to open the set. This is what I've always wanted to play on the radio, always since I was a little girl, even if I didn't know it.
Mm-hmm.
The Ronettes, 1963's Be My Baby.
Be comes Dick, he's wearing a skirt. Here comes Jane, you know she's sporting a chain. Same hair, evolution, same build, evolution. Tomorrow who's gonna fuss? And they love each other so, androgynous. Closer than you know, love each other so, androgynous. Don't get him wrong, don't get him mad. He might be a father, but he's sure ain't a dad. And she don't need advice to send her. She's happy the way she looks, she's happy with her gender. And they love each other so, androgynous. Closer than you know, love each other so, androgynous. They're both of the same, they're overjoyed in this world. Same hair, revolution, unisex, evolution. Tomorrow who's gonna fuss? And tomorrow Dick is wearing it. Tomorrow Jane is wearing a dress. Future outcast, and then all last. And today the people just wear the thing please. The way they tried to do in the last century.
Try me.
Try me.
Try me.
Was Link Wray's Rumble from 1958 was banned from the airwaves, actually, in some parts of New York City and Boston, according to a lot of people, because it didn't have any words to it, but it just was sinister and delinquent.
Yeah, the only instrumental to ever be banned on the airwaves in America, because they were afraid that the youth were going to suddenly turn into violent gangs and, you know, fill the streets of New York City with blood.
Yes, but instead we got flash mobs.
Yes.
Which is great, too. We also heard The Replacements, Androgynous, yeah. 1984, which is a classic song, and it's a song I listen to when I'm on the plane sometimes, and I need to calm down.
Can't believe that song's 1984.
Yes!
That's incredible.
And also we heard James Brown, Try Me, which it's a beautiful, heartbreaking song. It's a romance song. It's like, come on, try me, man.
Yeah.
You know, and everything. You can feel everything in that. And so I wanted to play that on the radio. And of course, Ronettes, Be My Baby, as we love, and we've actually featured that song and the story of Phil Spector on our Ramones series,
mm-hmm.
when we talked about Phil Spector and the Ramones getting together and working, and you know, a lot of crazy shenanigans involving handguns and
guns. Yeah. Yeah, they were all true. Yeah, during Phil Spector, of course, recording Into the Century with the Ramones. Incredible album, but very much a harrowing experience for every Ramone.
Yes. But you'll find out. You'll find out when you check out our series, if you can, on No Dogs in Space. It's a music history podcast. So we just take a band, and we usually do like a bunch of, you know, punk, hip hop. We've done Beastie Boys,
Yeah. All
kinds of music. We're going to go back into punk pretty soon, and we just tell the history within the context and in our own way, in the best way we can.
Yep. In fact, we're going to be doing a series on Link Wray, that song that you just heard. We're going to be doing a series on Link Wray. We just recorded the first episode of that, going to record the second episode of that coming this week. But before we release our Link Wray series, we are going to release a series that we have been wanting to do for so, so, so long. People have been asking us to do it. We're going to return
Yes. To
the world of punk rock.
New York City, too.
Yeah, New York City, our favorite scene, our favorite city in the entire world. We're going to come back with the New York Dolls. Thank you so much, everybody, for listening today. Thank you to Matt for being our producer here in the studio. Thanks to the SoCal Sound for allowing us to be a part of this Artist-in-Residence series. We will be back next week at 6 p.m., next Saturday at 6 p.m. The last podcast crew is going to be in here. It's going to be myself, Henry, and Ed playing our favorite spooky Halloween music.
I love it.
So let's end this set. Trash. SoCal Sound. Bye-bye.